In the immediately distant second galaxy was that meeting being held, upon the then-planet Jarnivon of the Ike, within that sullen fortress already mentioned briefly. Presiding over it was the indescribable entity known to history as Eichlin, or more properly, Lan of the Ike.
"Baskon is now in session," that entity announced to the eight other similar monstrosities who, in some fashion indescribable to man, were stationed at the long, low, wide bench of stone-like material which served as a table of state. 9 days ago, each of us began to search for whatever new facts might bear upon the activities of the as-yet entirely hypothetical lensman who, Helmuth believed, was the real force back of our recent intolerable reverses in the Tellurian galaxy. As first of Boscone, I will report as to the military situation. As you know, our positions there became untenable with the fall of our grand base, and all our mobile forces were withdrawn. In order to facilitate reorganization, coordinating ships were sent out. Some of these ships went to planets held in toto by us. Not one of these vessels has been able to report any pertinent facts whatever. Ships approaching bases of the patrol, or encountering patrol ships of war in space, simply ceased communicating. Even their automatic recorders ceased to function without transmitting any intelligible data, indicating complete destruction of those ships. A cascade system in which one ship followed another at long range and with analytical instruments set to determine the nature of any beam or weapon employed was attempted. The enemy, however, threw out blanketing zones of tremendous power, and we lost 6 more vessels without obtaining the desired data. These are the facts, all negative. Theorizing, deduction, summation, and integration will, as usual, come later. Eichmill, second of Boscone, will now report.
"My facts are also entirely negative," the second began. "Soon after our operations upon the planet Radalex became productive of results, a contingent of Tellurian narcotic agents arrived which may or may not have included the lensman."
"Stick to the facts for the time being," Eichlin ordered curtly. "Shortly thereafter, a minor agent, a female instructed to wear a thought screen at all times, lost her usefulness by suffering a mental disorder which incapacitated her quite seriously.